This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Frida Liu, it's Resource Centre. Now, the Standard Chartered KL Marathon is one of the largest running events held in Malaysia, and this year, due to the haze, they had to make the difficult decision of postponing the event from June to the end of this month. With more than 30,000 people, a number from overseas. What goes behind the scenes to make this crucial decision? Raina Beamans, the Project Director of Standard Chartered KL Marathon and also from Dirigo Events, is here with us. Haze, so that's an ugly four-letter word for you.
Definitely, I don't want to hear it anymore, actually.
You know, the decision, right? Before that, in your years of experience, have you ever had to make a decision of this sort?
No, I don't have. Luckily not. So this was the first time. Mm-hmm. It was, for me personally, very difficult, but it was a good learning. Mm. Hopefully, I don't have to do it again. So I did it. I can take it.
All right. Still alive. Still in front of me. Now, when was the decision made?
The decision was made 3 days before the event. But of course, we started thinking and talking about it a bit earlier. Mm-hmm. We saw the haze coming from Singapore. And we also announced, because a lot of people asked, we had a road closure press conference with the police. Then it was like 5 minutes about road closure, and then, okay, what about the haze? Mm. So we told everybody, Facebook, newsletter, media, okay, on Wednesday before the race, we're going to take a call. So that's what we did on Wednesday before the race day.
Okay, so it was a lot of telling people that we will make an announcement on Wednesday, so people weren't sort of left hanging knowing that the final decision will be made on Wednesday.
Yes, correct. So everybody can judge, okay, do I take the risk? And I'm talking about the overseas runners. Mm-hmm. Do I take the risk and keep my flight and until Wednesday, or do I cancel it off now? Mm. We wanted to give them a heads up. Right. So and then on Wednesday, unfortunately, we had to say we're not going to do it.
You know, something like this with over 30,000 people, what were the costs involved? And I'm not talking about money, but just what were some of the things that you had to look into behind the scenes?
Well, there are a few things. Cost is one thing. Moral of the team or the drive of the team is something else. But of course, there are costs involved. You have a project plan. You start to discuss, we might need to postpone. You work on that area. But everybody else just follows the plan. Mm. So Datra Merdeka tends it up according to plan. So 70% of Datra Merdeka was actually ready on Wednesday when we said, okay, stop. And 70% of the cost is there because manpower is there, tents went out, tents need to go back, etc. So there are costs coming from companies who worked towards the event. Mm. Other costs are coming for people working after the event. Mm. Yeah, social media, PR agency, programmers to do a BIP transfer platform on our website, etc. So these are additional costs coming. Mm. Plus all those who did the work before, of course, they have to do the same work again. So volunteer recruitment, for example, we had 1,700 volunteers. We had to cancel or postpone the event. We had to tell the volunteers, okay, there is no event anymore. Mm. And we had to recruit again. Mm. So it's just double work.
Yeah. Are these sort of things covered by insurance? Can it?
Yeah. Okay. We have insurance. Right. But of course, there's a lot of paperwork. Mm-hmm. I'm coming from an insurance. I was working for an insurance company. I know how it works.
Okay, thank God.
First you take the money, then you don't want to pay. No, but our insurance company is actually very nice. It's still pending, though. Mm-hmm. But yes, it's basically covered.
What about manpower? How many people do you have working with you?
Well, in our office, we are six. Mm-hmm. Of course, we work with a lot of agencies. With all those agencies on race day, we're about 3,000 workers for 33,000 runners.
Right.
So 11 runners get one worker.
Yeah. So it's the standards of the service is a 1-11. And you know, apart from that, you know, what were the behind the scenes things like working with the police, working with, you know, all the relevant governmental bodies? What was that like?
It was actually very good. Of course, you need to get in touch with co-organized DBKL. Of course, we were in touch with Ministry of Youth and Sports. We even met YBKG. Kairi, and we discussed the whole situation, what to do. There were other events going on at the same time, but not either in-house or not on a large scale. So you're talking here and there. There's a brand, Standard Chartered, also at stake. Right. If you just push it through, I mean, looking back, haze level on Sunday was okay. But if you push it through and it's not good, you're forcing people to take risks in an event, which you just can't do. So it was a tough decision. But all the parties were on the same level, and everybody said, okay, let's do this. This is right. We did it. Of course, if you push it through, people are not happy. If you stop it, people are not happy. That's the awkward situation you're in, but you need to deal with it.
You know, you were saying about the number of foreign runners. What was the ratio like?
Well, we have about 1,100 foreign runners and 600 coming from Singapore. But still, overseas runners. I met four runners from South Africa during a race pack collection. They wanted to talk to me. They were disappointed. So I met them. I asked them when they landed. They came in on Thursday. Thursday, weather was much better. Friday, weather was nice. So they do not understand. Yeah, they booked holidays here in Malaysia because of the marathon.
Right.
So now they just came here to make holidays. For them, it's not a waste, but they wanted to come here to run.
As well.
They see the weather. It's nice. It's hard for them to understand and to accept. And I do understand them 100%.
Yeah.
But there's nothing we can do.
Okay.
Unfortunately, they're not coming back.
Not for the event that's been moved to. Now, the public sentiment on social media. We'll talk about that right after this. I'm here with Raina Beemans, the project director of the Standard Chartered KL Marathon and also from Dirigo Events. It's a resource center, BFM 89.9.
Brilliant financial mentors. BFM 89.9.
It's Resource Centre. This is Frida Liu. I'm speaking to Raina Beemans, the project director of the Standard Chartered KL Marathon. He's also from Dirigo Events. And we're talking about the Standard Chartered KL Marathon, which had to be postponed from the end of June to now September 29th, right? Because of the haze. We're talking about what's happening behind the scenes, the things that we have to look into to make that decision. You know, looking on social media as well, the very active social media, what was the public sentiment like there?
It started actually around 2 weeks before the event with questioning, haze is coming, what are you doing? Of course, we rolled out first holding statements because we don't know how it's going to develop. But the closer we came or the worse haze got, of course, the more people were worried. What are we going to do, etc., etc. Besides social media, even internally, we get like questions. Okay, are we proceeding? What is going to happening? Sponsors flying in, stakeholders from other markets. So it's you see, people are interested in their own health, interested in is the event going to happen. So we need to manage that, and that's why we came out with the date saying, okay, Wednesday is the date, so at least everybody knows, okay, I can wait, I don't have to post, otherwise we are answering 100 of the same posts every day, so they know, okay, we just wait until Wednesday and then let's see what's going to happen.
Was it more negative or more positive in terms of the sentiment?
Oh, you have both sides, and you have both sides to the extreme as well. Not that many, but I think overall, and looking back, it was positive. Of course, you have still a lot who don't understand, which I do understand.
Yeah.
So again, but runners understood it's a tough decision. If you're sitting in my chair or in chair of Standard Chartered or Ministry of Youth and Sports or Malaysian Athletic Federation, I think we did the right thing.
Right. And I think I was just looking at it as well. With the seasoned runners, they seem to understand that this is a tough decision, but a decision had to be made. So, you know, with the overseas runners and you know how they had to come and they didn't understand the weather and all that, was there anything we could do to help them? Are there ways?
Well, how do we help them? We after the decision was made, of course, we had to clean up certain things, answer emails. We started a BIP trading platform on our website, so that at least the runners can trade their BIP. Mm-hmm. So Rainer doesn't want to run anymore, so I put my 5K fun run BIP there. Mm. Somebody's interested, okay, clicks on my name. I will get his details, so I call him. We negotiate, and I sell my BIP for 20 ringgit, and now somebody else is running with my BIP. So this is one thing we did. I think it's kind of innovative. Right. I haven't seen it before here in Asia. But this is what we did. There's not much else we can do.
Was actually. This ability already in ready on the go? Should something like that happen, or was there something that okay, let's just make a decision to do this? Was it, you know, do you have this on standby already?
Well, since I didn't experience anything like this before, no, it was actually
developed just for this.
Developed because of the happening. Mm-hmm. Again, it's a nice learning. If I look, you can learn on social media as well. I mean, I'm a follower of New York Marathon. You see how they deal with crisis. Mm. Borneo, same thing. So you can, you know. But at the end of the day, it's a different event. It's a different venue, different issues, and I think you need to be prepared. Crisis communication, but then you need to solve the problems as they come.
Okay, and I think keeping the stakeholders informed would be a very important part.
Informed and involved. Stakeholders for me is not only sponsors, government and federations, which is and city, DBKL, of course, which is very important, but also the runners. Mm. I mean, without runners, no event, right? I can have a lot of sponsors. If nobody's running, then it's not going to happen. So runners are very... very important. It's actually number one, our client, our old client.
Some new things have happened. I know. I noticed, like with the race now, the LRT train stations opened a lot earlier. That's a new development.
Yes, yeah. And it's really great how I've been here since 2009 in different functions involved in the Kale Marathon, and it really took up speed. Mm-hmm. We are slowly but surely arriving as a signature event of the city. Mm-hmm. Dato Bandar also is very supportive, and he helped us with public transportation. Mm. And I think every year we are making another step.
Right.
And hopefully in 10 years during Standard Chartered Kale Marathon, we have a traffic-free Sunday in Kuala Lumpur. Would be nice.
Nice, yeah.
But it's just every year a little bit more.
Right. And so I that was the major one for this year.
Public transportation is a breakthrough, right, in my opinion. And for us, very important, because it's so troublesome having 20,000 runners who can now use public transportation. Last year, they came in by car. It's a nightmare. Yeah. So at least that nightmare is
that's my Malaysian nightmare. That's
Malaysians like to drive with their car, of course, so do I, but it will for sure be less troublesome now.
Right, okay, so that's open at 3 o'clock. Now, with the additional 3 months, what were some of the things done to keep the momentum going back then?
What
were some of the things you all did?
Well, first of all, of course, everybody's frustrated and falls in a kind of a hole for a while. Then we said, okay, what are we going to do? And the first 2 months we didn't do much, just clean up whatever is needed to clean up, do things for the runners so they can trade their bibs. The runners as well, they 10 days, they were a bit, you know, emails coming in, social media postings, etc. Then they went silent. Mm. Then everybody was focusing on something else. Yeah. And actually 6 weeks before the event, we started again to be active. Mm. And now talking behind the scenes, of course, everything is set. Yeah, mm. The last briefing, medic briefing, has been held in June, mm-hmm. but you need to do it again. Get just to freshen up.
Yeah.
So everybody, medic, police, just go through everything again. Okay, this, is it clear?
Because we have very short memories.
It's not only the momentum going for the runners, but the momentum keep going for the 3,000 who are coming to work.
Yeah.
So it's interesting experience. Mm. once in a lifetime, okay. Hopefully.
All right. The haze is still sort of coming and going now. Are we ready for another?
We just do it no matter what.
I'm
very confident. It's October. It's a different month. Mm. October 29th, yeah, September, yeah. Early October. So I'm very confident, and I really don't want to think. But if worse things happen, then well, we have an experience. I don't want to use it again.
So. Okay, you know what to do now. Now, how do you think something like this affects the Standard Chartered brand or any other brand for that matter?
I think it depends very much how you handle the situation. Mm. Of course, a few are angry, others are not. But looking at the big picture and on a long run, even Standard Chartered doesn't want to put their brand at stake. Mm. Yeah, so we all, the four of us, again, ministry sponsor, Standard Chartered, the Malaysian Athletic Federation, DBKL, and us, the five of us, took that decision. And looking back, I think people see us now as, okay, they take responsibility.
Right.
Of course, the weather became nicer towards yeah. race day, but what would have happened if it's getting worse or it's still the same?
Mm.
API is somewhat 150. Mm. It's not reasonable to just send everybody running. We have 1,700 volunteers. They're all students.
Yeah.
So we are putting people's health at risk potentially, which we cannot. Right. So I think on the long run, there's no brand damage at all for any of our sponsors.
Because I know, I think if you do, you'll get criticized as well. So I think it was a better decision. And you're right about positioning yourselves as responsible, and that's more important at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's, but again, it's a tough, very tough decision, and. We had to.
Thank you for sharing your experience with us. We look forward to the race on September 29 with clear skies. Rainer Beeman's project director of the Standard Chartered KL Marathon. This is Resource Centre, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.